This is Steve Woodward, and I'm teeing off. A guest attending President Trump's recent primetime speech was vigorously applauded for her resilience. But Peyton McNabb never wanted to make national headlines as a high school volleyball player in southwestern North Carolina. What she really wanted was a future that included more volleyball. Instead, McNabb travels nationally defending the integrity of women's sports. During a high school match in 2022, McNabb collapsed, unconscious. A volley by an opponent into McNabb's head inflicted brain trauma, partial paralysis, memory loss, and impaired vision. The transgender biological male who unleashed the devastating blow remains anonymous, but the episode shed light on the physical and psychological toll of normalized male participation in women's sports. After Trump's speech, McNabb revealed via social media that she continues to be derided. In spring 2024, McNabb was expelled from the Delta Zeta sorority at Western Carolina University, where she is a student. The sorority alleges McNabb bullied a male in a women's campus bathroom by videotaping his intrusion. The school forced McNabb to endure a hearing to determine if she engaged in sexual harassment. McNabb stood her ground. Again. I'm Steve Woodward, thoroughly teed off.